1956, legendary photography curator John Sarkofsky published a book called The Idea of Lewis Sullivan about the great architect, so famous now from the, principally from the Chicago skyline. And this book was republished as a lovely coffee table book in 2000. And this is a couple of paragraphs by Lewis Sullivan himself about the city. "This, indeed, is an architecture well worth the studying, for its like does not exist elsewhere on earth. It is a product of the time, of the place, and of the men. And the time, place, men, and architecture are all alike. The barbaric variety, the unrest, the ignorance, the vulgarity, the scholarship, the culture, the yardstick architecture, the blind man's architecture, the deaf man's architecture, the lame man's architecture, each gives out its raucous individual note, and altogether swell and sway and swirl into a huge monotone of desolation, of heartlessness, and of an incredibly arid banality that roars above a muffled murmur of incompetence and strangulation. Here, indeed, is an architecture to be studied. For the roar of the streets is not louder than the roar of what lines the streets, a quarrelling herd, ranging mile after mile, pressing hard, shoulder to shoulder, tied hands, tied feet, leering and howling at the passer, or smirking and winking and giggling. Oh, this hocus-pocus, does it not sicken one in his heart?"